Okay, we're on Ches Amad Aleph. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amrim, Echad V'Tishrei. This holds on the first of Tishrei and Maisa Behema. And Rabbi Meir holds it's on the first of Elul. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'Shneihem Mikra Echad Darshu. They're both learning from one Pasuk. Shneihem of Lovshu, Chorim Hatzoin, V'Mokim Yatuvor. Yisroo Af Yoshiru. So what does that mean? Lovshu Chorim basically means the sheep get pregnant. Chorim is maybe like a pillow, a tzoin. V'amokim is the valleys. Yatfu cloaked bar is kind of fodder. Yisroo means shout out. Af, they should also, Yoshiru, they should also sing. So we're going to explain this. Rabbi Meir Sovar, he holds its Elul. Amasai, Melovshu, Akorim, Tatoin. When is it that the sheep get pregnant? Bizman, in the time, this next part of the pasuk, Shemokim, that the valleys, Yokfuvar, are going to be cloaked with fodder. The Amasai, Amokim, Yokfuvar, when is that it's cloaked with fodder? So you look out into the fields, Adar. So the Misabros comes out, the Misabros for Adar, and then the Yodos, because it takes 5 months for a pregnancy of a Behemoth Daka, and the Yodos Ba'av. So then Rosh Hashanah is going to be the month later, Shilahen, it's going to be Elul. So they get pregnant in Adar, they give birth in Av, and then the Maisa is in Elul. Okay, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I'm reading from the same Pasuk. So Amos, I think, learned the first bit of the Pasuk the same. Lovshu, Akorim, Atzoin. When did they get pregnant? The sheep, Bizman, in the time, she Yisro, Af Yoshiru. So this is the last part of the Pasuk, which is when there are basically, there's the shouting out, also singing. That means the grains in the field are the somewhat more produced, mature, and they're clapping in the wind, they're blowing, and they're making like cymbal sounds. So, Amosim, Shabolim, Oimrim, Shira, when are they singing? The grains, the kernels, Nisan. So, Miss Abrois, Nisan, they get pregnant in Nisan. So, that's the Yoldos, Be'elo, they're going to give birth a month later. And Rosh Hashanah, Shalahem, is going to be a month later, it's going to be Tishrei. Okay, so that's what we're suggesting now. V'idach nami haksiv yisro af yoshiru. What's Rabbi Meir going to do with the latter part of the posuk, which seems to indicate Nissan? So he says, Rabbi Meir says, how about felto? That's in the later, felto is the later produce to have. Nissan, the later ones, which is the minority. V'idach, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, nami haksiv, he says, v'amokim yatfavor. That's the middle part of the posuk, that the valleys get cloaked with fodder. That's in Adar. So what do they do with that? So how b'charifta? That's with the fast growing grains, which is also minority. The Asjon Mi'adah, that come from Adar. So they both go according to the majority. The question is, which part of the pasuk do you learn from? What's the majority? Is the majority in Adar? Is the majority in Nisan? So Bish Lama Lebi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, makes sense. Kedichsev, it's like that it's said in the pasuk. It reads naturally, without forcing anything. It says, Love, Shu, Korim, Tsoin, that basically the sheep get pregnant. When is that? In the next part of the pasuk was Manshat Amokim Yotfavor, when in Adar, when the valleys are cloaked with fodder. And there's also the economy, like an afterthought of the minority of Yisro Af Yoshiru, that there's the grains basically clapping in the fields, which is in Nisan, and that's a minority. So El Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, if Chumi Boyalei should have said it the opposite. Why? Basically, the same, the possible one way around, because it says Lov Shu Akarim Atzoin. That's the first bit that the sheep get pregnant. Bizman, and this is now the third part of the pasuk where she Yisro Af Yoshiru, when the grains are like singing by hitting together in the wind in the fields, that's in Nisan. The Ikanami, and there's also the minority of the Amokim Yotfavor, of the valleys are cloaked with fodder. So the minority should have been said at the end, not at the beginning. So it's problematic. So we can actually retract that. So Elitz, Alma, Rava. So everyone actually agrees, Dechuli Alma, Love Shu, Akarim, Tsoin. That we're actually saying that we're reading the passage like this. The sheep get pregnant, Bizman, Shemokim, Yotfavor, in Adar. Everyone agrees with that. And the time that the valleys get cloaked with fodder. is ba'adam. Ba'hacha ba'haikram afligis. So what's the machlokis? Why does one people say? Why does Rabbi Meir say Elul and then Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say Tishrei? I said because it's an aser to aser. We've got another pasuk where it says it should surely take tribus of ma'aser, right? So b'shnei ma'aseros akotam medaber. We're talking about two ma'aseros. Which is that? Echad ma'aser behema. One is ma'aser behema. That is the tenth of every animal that you have. Yeah, but echad ma'aser dog. And one is the it's giving you a portion of your grains to the relevant places. So now we're going to make a hekesh. Rebbe Meir sova makish ma'aser behema. You're making a hekesh between Maisa Behema to Maisa Dagon. So Ma, just like Maisa Dagon is Somoch Lagomru, when it's close to the time when you finish it, then you take Tumas and Maisos, which is, right, so that's which is in Tishrei. So Af Maisa Behema, Somoch Lagomru, close to when it gets finished, meaning over here when you have the get born, right, which is an Av, is Isuro, so the close to that would be Elul. So basically, when it basically gets finished, then you take Trumas and Maisos afterwards. So that would be in Elul. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they hold the same Hekish, but the point that they focus on is different. Makish, Maisa, Behemel, Maisa, Dogon. Okay, Ma, Maisa, Dogon, Rosh Hashanah, Shaloi is Tishrei. So Af Maisa Behema Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. Basically, we just look at the calendar date. Just as Maisa Dagon is in Tishrei, so too Maisa Behema is in Tishrei. Okay, next point in the Mishnah. Bechad Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashanim. So Lamai Hilcha. So what halacha is for this? The Lashanim. So Amar Papa Lishtaros. We're talking about Lishtaros. The year that you mark down, which we saw in the beginning of the sefer, is for Shtaros. Zitinan Shtari Chayv Mukdamim. If it's the date of the loan is before the actual loan, then it's going to be psulos. Mocharos, kasherim is going to be kosher. So vatnan, but we already learned bechad b'nissan. This is the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. But Amri non l'mailch. So we said, what's the halacha? V'amarav kistel l'shtaros. So we already said the first Mishnah. The Nissan's for shtaros, not tishrei l'shtaros. So we said, lo kash, not a kasha. Kan l'malchi Yisrael. Over here, the first Mishnah was talking about Nissan, was talking about Yisrael. And kan l'malchi umos oilam. And over here, is talking about the non-Jewish kings. So Ella, but now we got a kasha. Had Amarav kistel, that the Rav Chista said, lo shanu Ella l'malchi Yisrael. We only said according to the Malchi Yisrael, which is the Gemara we had earlier about the Malchi Umos Olam, but Tishrei mean, and from the Malchi Umos Olam we do from Tishrei. So Rav Chista said that sounded like that was his Chiddush. So Rav Chista Masdisin Asolam Ashminan. So Rav Chista is kind of taking credit for the Mishnah and saying that that's his limud. So lo, Rav Chista, no, Rav Chista is saying like cry Asolam Ashminan. But Rav Chista, no, he knew that was a Mishnah, that Rosh Hashanah of the Goyish kings is on Tishrei, but he just wanted to tell you where's the source, and that's where he's the Artachshas, right? We have a Gezer Shava, Shana Esrim, the Gezer Shava. Okay, that's one answer. Bibai same, another answer is Rav Chista, he's saying this, it's Karebi Zeri. He held the Mishnah over here when it says Lashonim, yeah, it doesn't look like Rav Papa that we're talking about, it's for the that it's for the Goyish kings. He learns Masni like Rabbi Zera. He says like Rabbi Zera, which he says is Oma Lutukufa, which is Lutukufa for the seasons that the world was created according to Rabbi Elazar in Nissan. In Tishrei, sorry. So the city was started in Tishrei. Therefore, the calculations of the sun and things like that, we start from Tishrei, and that has halachic ramifications. And he says this Mishnah Lashonim is like that. He the Omer b'Tishrei Nivra Oilom. Okay, third answer for Rav Chista. Rav Chista holds like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer Ladin. Actually, maybe this is independent, actually. I'm not sure that's Rav Chista, actually. It could be Rav Nachman bar Yisrael says that the words Lashonim means Ledin. What does it mean, Ledin? The Chesim Mereshit Shana V'Adach V'Shana. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So he's going to speak it out. Mereshit Shana Nidon Marshi Ebesoifa. From the beginning of the year, we judge what's going to be in the end. Okay, and so Shem basically defines. So that's Lashonim. So Mimai, the Tishrei, how do we know it's Tishrei? Who? So good what he said, but where's the source for that? It says Dichsim, we're going to come to Hillim. It says Tikka b'chod the shofar, you should blow the shofar, right? Bechesa in the covering leyom chagenu for our chag. We're going to see that. So he's going to speak out. Ezu chag, which is a chag, shachodesh mischasa boy. So the chodesh over here means like the moon. When is the moon covered in a chag? Right, so most festivals in the beginning, in the middle of the month. So over here, Rosh Hashanah, which we've learned, if you look at Rashi now, yeah, we can actually understand that now. It says, look at top Rashi, it says, a chodesh mischasa boy, l'rachoikim, for the people far away, could go and shacharis the b'nei ma'arav, for the people in the west. Yeah, but arvis, the b'nei mizrach, and then it's covered up also in the evening for the b'nei mizrach. Okay? Which we saw late coming up. V'ksiv, it's also... So mischasa by heavy oimer back to the Gemara is Rosh Hashanah. Uchsiv, it says in the carrying on the posuk in Tehillim. Kichoik li Yisrael hu mishpat lelokei Yaakov. So you see over there, there's a judgment. So that's how we know that we judged on Rosh Hashanah, which is in Tishrei. So Tana Rabbanan kichoik li Yisrael hu, it's a choik to Yisrael hu mishpat lelokei Yaakov. So Mila Major ain't based in Shalmala, Nichnasin Ladin. You can only start the heavenly judgment after Elohim Cain Kitshu, that you sanctified the based in Shalmata as a Chodesh. That's a different din we learn from there. Tanya, you dab on the Brisa, Kichok Yisrael Hu. It's so here it's like a statute to call to Yisrael. Ainly Ella Yisrael, that's not Yisrael that they get judged then. Lumas Ominain, when did the nation of the world get judged? Tabaloma Mishpat Le Elokei Yaakov, the judgment to the God of Yaakov for the Goyim. Okay, MK Matam Aloma, so why do you need now Kichok Yisrael? Why do you need that? The, basically, work out that everyone gets judged then. Well, eventually, Yisrael nichnas into chilul adin. Klal Yisrael gets judged first. Why is that? We're going to say, Kedarav Chista, Damar Rav Chista, Melech v'tzibo. We've got a Melech and Tzibo that are both going to be judged. Melech nichnas to chilul adin. The Melech goes first to the din. Shinema, Mishpat Avdoi. So, Mishpat, this is Shlomo Melech speaking. It says Mishpat Avdoi, which is speaking about himself, the judgment of himself. And Mishpat Amoy, and then the Mishpat Amoy. So, what is that? Why is the reason? My timer, Ibai same lav orech oretz, not the derech eretz lemeka malka of roi, for the king to wait in the waiting room. But Ibai same, another answer is mikami de lifush, before lifush should be gone great, current off the anger. Basically, at the end of the day, the judge gets angry. So it's better to get an early appointment with the judge. Next, taking the Gemara. So we said Tishrei was for Shemitin as well. So Minol, how do you know that? Dechseiv b'shana hashvi'is, in the seventh year, Shabbos Shabboson yel oretz. So we saw the first word of that passage, it's b'shana. So shana, which says v'gomo shana, we learned gzeri shava shana mitishrei. Dechseiv, here we mentioned this passage before, mereishis shana. And we from the beginning of the year, and we know mereishis shana is talking about, right, Rosh Hashanah, which is Tishrei. So the soul too, with Shemitah, it's Tishrei. Ah, says the Gemara of Eligmo, Shana, Shana, Minisan. We've also got a Shana mentioned with Nisan. Why don't we learn the Gezer Shava? The Chesiv, Rui, Shonhu, Lechem, Lechod, Yashana. So let's learn from Nisan. So we say no. Donim, Shana, She'inim, and Chodoshim. We learn out a Shana that doesn't mention Chodoshim. From a Shana, She'inim, and Chodoshim, that doesn't mention Chodoshim. And Tishrei didn't mention Chodoshim, because it just says, Reish, Shana. Yeah, but ain't, and you do not, Donim, Shana, She'inim, Einim echadoshim, the shana that doesn't mention chadoshim, which is shmita, mishana sheyeshim echadoshim, the shana that does have any chadoshim, which is Nissan, so you don't learn it from Nissan because they're not similar. Okay, next one, Mishnah. Yovelos is also in Tishrei. The Yovelos, so there's a kashya now. Yovelos, bechad b'tishrei, what do you mean? And the first of Tishrei, Yovel, who? Yovelos, but asara b'tishrei. Yovel starts on Yom Kippur, on the 10th of Tishrei, who dechseiv. It says, b'yom kippurim, on Yom Kippur, ta'aviru shofar, you should blow the shofar. And that's for the sake of Yovel. So, Kasha. So, answer the Gemara. Ha, mani, rishmoel, b'noi, shabal, rechonim, ben, broker, he. This is a different sheet that holds that even actually starts from Rosh Hashanah, the Tanya, ukidashtem es shonas achamishim shona. What does it mean? You should sanctify, it says the apostle, you should sanctify the 50th year. So, ma tamalama, lefishinema, basically from the beginning of the year, you sanctify it. And this is talking about the Yovel. Because you may have thought, not from the beginning, lefishinema, be Yom Kippurim, that Yovel starts in Yom Kippurim, yocholo tehei miskadesh, it shouldn't be sanctified, elam Yom Kippurim from the 10th. Yeah, but ilach, tamalom, mikadashtim es shana sechemishim, you should sanctify it from the beginning. Of the 50th year, milamechim is kadeshes for hoyleches. It gets sanctified and continues with tchilas from the beginning. Until, okay, so we're going to speak it out. Mikan Omar Rabbi Shmuel benoy shall Rabbi Yochum ben Baroika Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim. From these right, so the first 10 days, Loi hayu avodim niftarim lebateim. Avodim weren't allowed to go home because they're only allowed to go home when they hear the shofar on the 10th. But v'lo mishta abdim le'adonim, but they wouldn't be serving their masters. Elo oichlim v'shoyis, and they eat and they drink. V'smeichim, they're happy about atroi seihem. They can even wear crowns, barashem, if they want to. Now, kivin shehigi yom kippurim, when yom kippur comes, tiku based in the shofar, the blow of the shofar, niftaru of they could take leave the avodim lebateim to the houses. V'sado is choses lebateim, and the fields go back to their masters, to the original owners. Okay. The Rabbanan who disagree with that, they hold that the Yovel starts on the 10th of Tishrei. So what do they do? What do they do that this pasuk that you sanctify the 50th year? So Rabbanan is coming to tell you, shonim, years, atam kadesh. You sanctify years. That means you the verbal declaration of mekudesh, or whatever the one is for Yovel. Yeah, the iatar mekadesh chadashim. You don't sanctify the chadashim. Right, even though it sounds strange to us, we saw that you do, but this opinion says you don't have to do that. That's automatic. Tanya Idach, we got another brayso. Yovel hi. It is Yovel, since it indicates that something else is not. So what is not Yovel? Martam Aloma. Levishin Emma, Ukidashtem, Es Shnas Hamishim, you should sanctify the 50th year. Okay, this is actually a different possible that we said before, I think. But yeah, Yochel, you may have think, Kishem Shemis Kadesh is for Lechas Mitzchilosso, just as it is sanctified from the beginning. Oh, so that's like going back to the sheet of Rabbi Yochel and Baroka. Benosha, Rabbi Yochel and Baroka. So we said it starts becoming holy from the first of Tishrei. So you may think, so too, Kach Mitzchadesh is for Lechas Mitzchilosso, that there's going to be an overflow into the next year, then it's going to go over till the Yom Kippur of the like 51st. So, but Al Titzamein, don't be surprised because we see such a precedence. Sharei, we do Moisif Mechol Al Kodesh. We do Moisif Mechol Al Kodesh, like there's Moitzi Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, Moitzi Shabbos. Sometimes we carry on. So maybe so too here. So Tamar Loimar, so that's why you have to get the apostle to tell you, Yovel he it is Yovel Shanes Chamishim. What does that mean? Shanes Chamishim. Only the 50th year you sanctify. The Iyatar Makadesh, you do not sanctify. Shinas Chamishim Achas, the 51st year. Don't do that. Right? So therefore, the first 10 days of for the 51st year are just normal. Okay, the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan do with that? Because the Rabbanan, there's no Havamina to say that you would Makadesh, right? You have to say that you don't Makadesh the beginning of the 51st year because they hold that Yovel doesn't start till the 10th. So if you don't sanctify the beginning, you're not going to sanctify the end either. So what do they learn from this? Shalosh Chamishim, Atar Moina. The 50th year you count as one. Only the 50th year you count. I mean, it counts for the last year of the Yovel cycle. V'i Atar, but you're not Moina. Shnas Chamishim V'achas. You don't count the 50th year as year 50 and also one for the start of the new cycle. Basically, you don't kill two birds with one stone to say that it counts for year 50, and it also counts for one. Okay, to go against the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda actually does say that. The Omer Shinas Chamishim says the 50th year is Oil Lekan, it's the last day of the previous Yovel cycle, Ulekan, and it's also the first day of the new cycle, it also counts for 50 and for one. Kamash Malon, that we do, Deloy, that we do not say that.
Even though we do.
What do you mean, even though we do? Oh, yeah.